first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Bahia Brunel had the audacity to wear Palazzo pants in Paris. Or did she?
The next time I visit France, I'll think twice before wearing Palazzo pants in Paris. And here's why. Crossing the English Channel from Dover to Calais, I was beside myself with excitement. After planning this trip for years, it had finally begun. Riding the train from Calais to Paris was like watching a series of Impressionist paintings come to life. But when I arrived in the City of Lights, it was dark. On a sizzling Saturday night in the middle of the 1969 tourist season, I had no hotel reservations. Armed with a copy of Europe on $5 a day, I scoured the luminous streets looking for a place to stay. I searched and searched until I finally found one vacancy on the top floor of a tall, musty old building with no elevator. So I climbed up the creaking stairs and landed in a room with a view of a somber alleyway, reminiscent of an Alfred Hitchcock movie. I lay awake most of the night. Rising at dawn, I put on my Palazzo pants to tour the town. But before I'd walked a block, people were staring, pointing, laughing derisively, shouting obscenities, and even following me. Not wanting to cause a riot, I rushed back to the hotel and changed into my Levi's. Fortunately, the rest of my stay was delightful, because my scandalous bell-bottom Palazzo pants stayed in the suitcase.
Bahia Brunel is an author, musician, and world traveler. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Mathilde Rand.